Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Hey, yo. Remix to my play. Remix. I had to do it. So check it out.
Takeover Tuesday. Tonight's the only night of the week. You can call in and take over interactive radio. Boost your brand. Tell us what it is you do. We don't care if you're an author, an actor. You could be the lighting person behind the second lighting person. You dig behind somebody else. It don't matter. You just got to hit us up and let us know what you got going on Takeover Tuesday. Tonight, I got some more new music for you guys. I got some push music. I'm going to tell you guys some things about the trip coming up. We got a lot of stuff going on. And we also going to talk about y'all. Call us up. Let us know what you want to talk about. Take over the show. Take over the conversation. Request some music. It don't matter. That's why it's called Take Over Tuesday. Call in and invade my territory. So, all right, check it out. I'm going to go ahead and slap some new music for y'all. Everybody talk about trapping and all this other stuff. Somebody came out with a song called Legal Money. Check it out, Monsters Radio Live, Takeover Tuesday, DJ E Monster. It's unbelievable. Where you at?
Yeah, I hustle day by day.
Yeah, I hustle day by day. Take money, make money, bills get paid. I don't give a damn if you clean all the way. Everybody don't trap, that's all I gotta say. Everybody don't trap, everybody don't trap. Legal money where I'm at, everybody don't trap. Everybody don't trap. Legal money where I'm at. Everybody don't trap. Riding around town, window down, blowing stress out. Bust a blunt, save a split, throw the rest out. No speed, no care, buck a seatbelt. Turning up the street till my dad light blink. Niggas don't like me cause I don't bling bling. But the hell with the shiny shit, money is the thing. Listen, I think I'm like, but I know my circle not perfect. Even frame Lucas, no attention not worth it. Showing up for people like working in a circus. So I dress with a purpose like a soldier in a service. If you're doing numbers with the squares like a domino. Breaking bricks, getting money like a Mario. Next move, keep it to yourself, they don't need to know it. And if they hate selling this, can't stop the money flow, bitch.
Grind hard during hard times with my head up like I'm about to drown. Loyal to the ones grinding with me, cause what goes around, nigga, comes around. Legal money got my family eating good. Legal money got us living out the hood. Legal money got me seeing better days. Legal money got me living out my dreams. And I grind hard during hard times with my head up like I'm about to drown. Loyal to the ones grinding with me, cause what goes around, nigga, comes around. Legal money got my family eating good. Legal money got us living out the hood. Legal money got us seeing better days. Legal money got us living out a dream. Yeah, I hustle day by day. Take money, make money, bills get paid. I don't give a damn if you clean hallway. Everybody don't trap, that's all I gotta say. Everybody don't trap, everybody don't trap. Legal money where I'm at, everybody don't trap. Everybody don't trap. Legal money where I'm at, everybody don't trap. Everybody got mouths to feed. I make it work from a check every 2 weeks. Every double bag you see ain't money and weed. I work hard, play harder than an athlete. Second pay vacays on multiple days. And I travel anywhere except out of space. Looking better than the rest, I feel out of place. Never worry about the bitches that be all in my face. Fuck a thot in the pills they pop. Grind on my mind, legal money don't stop. Never worry about a setup on the fans that plot. Only time I hustle back is if I cover wide out. Run around. You can tell I got money from the Boston Big. All I do is invest in expensive trip. Watch a game where the Yankees play. In the Bronx, getting paid on the day, all living it up. Grind hard during hard times with my head up like I'm about to jump. Loyal to the ones grinding with me, cause what goes around, nigga, comes around. Legal money got my family eating good. Legal money got us living out the hood. Legal money got me seeing better days. Legal money got me living out my dreams. And I grind hard during hard times with my head up like I'm about to drown. Loyal to the ones grinding with me, cause what goes around, nigga, comes around. Legal money got my family eating good. Legal money got us living out the hood. Legal money got us seeing better days. Legal money got us living out a dream. Yeah, I hustle day by day. Take money, make money, bills get paid. I don't give a damn if you clean hallway. Everybody don't trap, that's all I gotta say. Everybody don't trap, everybody don't trap. Legal money where I'm at, everybody don't trap. Everybody don't trap. Legal money where I'm at, everybody don't trap. Yeah, I hustle day by day.
Yeah. Take over Tuesday. Monstrous Radio Live. Don't forget to check out our homepage at monsterusradio.com. So, all right, we're going to go ahead and keep it moving. I got one more to play for y'all. And then I think I found it, y'all. I think I found her. I think I found Miss Unbelievable. When we come back, we're going to check in with her. You dig? And see what she got going on a Take Over Tuesday. See if she going to say it with a chest or she going to let me spin all night. And she gonna make me spin all night. Check it out. This is 44 Rock. This is called Luxury Tax. Monstrous Radio. Takeover Tuesday. Call in and request something if you're monstrous. 424-243-9649. Use your thumb. I'm just saying. Something different.
Would you tax me if I put up with them bands, though? Would you tax me for the bees in the band, though? Would you tax me if I came up with a plan in my hand? Tax me if I took all of the chances. Would you tax me if I put up with them bands, though? Would you tax me for the bees in the band, though? Would you tax me if I came up with a plan in my hand? Tax me if I took all of the chances. Would you tax me? Would you tax me? Would you tax me?
I made a check and I let the lady know that I ain't really in Atlanta.
Would you tax me? Would you tax me?
I made a check and I let the lady know that I ain't really in Atlanta. Just give me your number so maybe we can try to stay in touch. I gotta go get my bands up, wrap it up in rubber band stuff. Bro came with the lean so much, bro came in so clutch. Tax 10, that ain't, I had to do it again, pay. If they ask you where I been, say, been in corners in the bins, say. When the gas look empty, decide to hop inside a Bentley. Two F's like Fendi, fresh that's coming through the chimney, yeah. Mask on, put your mask on, hey. Mask on. Put your mask on, ayy. Keep a mask like Jason. Keep the gas at the station. Keep a stash in the basement. Free my brothers out the cages, cause they deserve what
they. Would you tax me if I put up with them bands, though? Would you tax me for the peas in the band, though? Would you tax me if I came up with a plan in my head? Tax me if I took all of the chances. Would you tax me? Would you tax me? Like an ambient, yeah. I just
chance, made a champion. Shawty, before you leave, have a seat with me, please. She done make it smile, made me wanna say cheese. Gotta get on the road, king, get to the cheese. Know how I feel, ay, I never wanna leave ya. I never slip neither, like I always got on cleats. And you gon' wanna pay the price for me, but best believe it ain't cheap. I know you saying that you're tired of me, but baby, please don't sleep on me. I just want you on my bed with me, so you can rub it and sleep on me. I be lonely when I get to this crib. Would you text me if I put up with the bando? Would you text me for the peas in the bando? Would you text me if I came up with a plan in my head? Text me if I took all of the chances. Would you text me? Would you text me?
Oh, damn, I'm over here trying to get it all together. You dig? Multitasking monstrously. All right, y'all, look who I done found hanging around the building, trying to sneak in like she ain't late. It is what it is. What's good, Miss Unbelievable?
Oh, yeah, my bad, y'all. I'm late. But, you know, the queen is here, so hold your seats. Hold your hands in the air. Give me a wave like you just don't care, because I'm here. What? Taking it over like I do. What up,
y'all? You know, we're just over here getting this started, getting this Tuesday going. You know, it's almost midweek, so you know how we
right.
do it around here. Trying to get the people motivated. You dig? You know, we still got tomorrow. We got Wet Wet Wednesday for the sex, the grown and sexy. We still got Carmen Cafe, so you don't hurt your manager or your supervisor. Get it? And then we got Friday Night Live. Just straight get it in right before the weekend, and everybody can enjoy themselves. So, take over Tuesday. Now, here's something I do want to put out here right quick. If anybody knows anything about the Twin Cities and the semi-pro league, there's going to be a big game coming up here. It's going to be against the Warriors and the Pioneers. The Warriors are from Minneapolis. Pioneers are obviously from St. Paul. You dig? It's going to be at Burnsville High School. I just tried to share it in the page, but my Facebook, I don't know what it is with my FB page. It just be FBing up. You dig? It just be effing up. My FB page, I don't know what it is, but it just be effing up. So I'm going to try to get y'all the information for that. So hopefully, you dig, I can see some of you guys because I'm actually going to go to the game. One of my homies play on the game. I'm going to go show him some support like everybody should do. If you got a friend that plays sports or does something, at least one time, go see a game. Show them some support. It'll make them feel good. I'm just telling y'all. But that's the weekend move on Saturday. I believe it starts at 6 o'clock. Like I said, I'm going to get y'all the information. Semi-pro football game. The Warriors, Minneapolis. The Pioneers, St. Paul. And Burnsville. Saturday. That's all. I'm going to leave it like that for right now. Y'all ain't ready. Real football. So, what's some things we got going on Takeover Tuesday?
Well, you know, we still got our weather around the world. We got our who's bumping who, who's getting fat. We got our takeover conversations. You know, and then whatever else we want to throw in. We got that monstrous music from DJ E-Monster. So, let's see what we do. Let's see how the night goes by. We could just catch the vibe and ride on it.
Right. Okay. Well, all right, here's some music some of y'all may have never heard before. Check it out. This is 880. This is called Trilly Wonka, The Golden Ticket. Monstrous Radio Live on a Takeover Tuesday. You gonna let me spend all night? Y'all gonna let me spend all night?
Oh, no, just a little bit, because we got to have some Takeover conversation now. But just a little bit all night.
Right. All right, check this out. Here it is. Golden Ticket. Trilly Wonka. 880.
Trilly Wonka?
Yeah.
Yeah, we live, y'all. Hit us up.
Just radio. It's an independent artist. So I'm really, really, really digging that. So, all right, check it out. This right here is Chico Mars' first request right here on Takeover Tuesday, Monstrous Radio Live. If you know Chico Mars, let them know. Hey, homie, they requesting your music on Monstrous Radio with DJ E Monster and Miss Unbelievable. We're going to open the lines right after this. You know the number, 424-243-9649. To get it in, press 1. This is Money, Drugs, Music. Chico Mars, kick back and enjoy it, because we're about to get wild right after that.
Man, I'm about to bust a bando, and it feels good, although I can't. Man, I do it for my bando, so they give me, and we can live and gotta do it because I can, though. So what I smoke and drink,
like, damn, yo. Laughing at my regrets while I'm busting this bando. When I'm stressed, I'm either puffing away, taking notes, or either touching on a piano. Yeah, the family gotta eat, so I'm out here on these beats. Gotta work and not sleep. You couldn't catch me on the creek, working hours on fleek every day of every week. Give a damn if we don't speak. I'll keep my issues with me, man. Man, this money got some people showing love, but when I need them, there ain't no showing up. Though it's okay, I'm still out here blowing blunts, counting money, jamming out. Got me making all this stuff, while I'm leaning, while I'm smoking. I've been stressing though, now I'm focused. While I'm dreaming, while I'm hopeless. It's money, okay, drugs, yeah, and music, yeah, always seems to have me showing love.
And it feels good, although I can't.
Man, I do it for my band, though.
So they give me, and we good living.
I gotta do it cause I can, though.
So what I smoke and drink, I need to.
And I know it wasn't planned on
me making this move. Although the stress is killing me,
but that money drugs and music,
money drugs and music always used to take my stress away.
The money drugs and music,
money drugs and music,
or music,
money drugs and music.
Money, drugs,
and music always used to take my
stress away.
Money, drugs, and music.
Money, drugs, and music. Or music. Money, drugs, and music. Estoy aquí pensando en todo lo que hacía ayer. Y los momentos tan cruel me tiene tocando el piano, fumando a pistas y escribiendo también. Mira, yo tengo que agarrarme ese dinero, porque la familia para mí viene primero. Y yo sé que tienen que comer, ellos tienen que comer. El dinero tiene todo el mundo aquí, pero yo no estoy feliz. Pero siempre trabajando, haciendo lo que yo tengo que hacer para vivir. Cuando estoy fumando, tomando, pensando y soñando. La droga, la música, la mula, la droga, la música.
Man, I'm about to bust a bando, and it feels good, although I can't.
Man, I do it for my bando,
so they give me, and we can live in
good. I gotta do it cause I can, though.
So what I smoke and drink, I need,
and I know it wasn't planned on
me making this move. Although the stress is killing me,
but that money, drugs, and music,
money, drugs, and music always used to take my stress away.
That money, drugs, and music,
money, drugs, and music,
or music,
money, drugs, and music, money, drugs, and music always used to take my stress away.
That money, drugs, and music.
Monsters Radio. Takeover Tuesday. Twin Cities artist Chico Mars right here on Monsters Radio Live. So, all right, let's get into some of this other stuff we got to get into, like this Monsters Radio report, this who's bumping who's getting fat. So we still got some stuff for y'all. So, hey, rock with us, knock with us, groove with us, move with us monstrously. So, all right, what we got tonight, Mama? What's going on with this weather report? Hello.
Hello, hello. Okay, you know, I like reading the weather report because when I was looking on here, it says the actual is like 82 degrees in Minneapolis, but it says it really feels like. I was like, ooh, I like how that sounds. It really feels like 79, okay? In London, it's 61, but it really feels like 58.
Okay,
in Paris,
nice nighttime.
66, but it really feels like 63. Atlanta, hi, Jazzy. It really feels like 72, and they got thunderstorms again. Man, po' them. In New York, it's 74, and it's 74. It feels like 74. California, woo, 102, but it really feel like 100. Man, I know they be like, ooh, yeah, take them two off. Dallas, 91, really feels like 87. San Juan, 82 degrees, but it feels like 86. So so that humidity must be kicking. And Phoenix is hot as hell, 106, and it really feel like 107.
You don't really win around, or you really like that, it feels like, because them states we don't even do. You dig? But I, hey, I'm going to keep it real. When you got to Arizona,
I do them states every night.
Not Arizona and all them other ones. No, you don't.
Absolutely.
We do the Twin Cities, ATL, Paris, London, and L.A. That's it.
No, I added San Juan because remember I said I added San Juan because that's where I want to go. And then Phoenix has just been hot. Remember they set that record of 115 and I was like, I'm fascinated by their heat. Yeah, I've been added them.
Right.
Where you been?
Okay. You've been added them tonight?
No.
Yeah.
You ain't been listening to the archives. I'm going to send you to the archives.
I'm
going to send you to the archives. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Anyway, see, now I don't forgot what I was going to say. All right. So what we got next? The who's bumping who, who's getting fat? Do we even have that for tonight?
We got a few.
Okay.
We got a few.
What we got?
You want to do a few? I kept it light. We got LeBron James. He opened up his school.
What kind of school did he open up?
High school and middle school.
So he actually opened up a school?
Yeah, in Akron, Ohio. Akron, Ohio.
Okay. Is that where he's from or?
Yes, that's where he's from. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And while we're talking about it, this is what they receive. LeBron's doing big things, y'all. He's doing big things. Big things. So, at his school, I shared it. Let's see. They were talking about it. They received free uniforms, free tuition, free backpacks. A free ride, 2 miles. And some other. They get. Oh, I can't find where I posted it. I can't find it right now. But yeah, he's given a lot of stuff. It opened up yesterday. And he's given GED classes for parents. So a lot is going on. I do believe his colors are red and black. Inside, there's his shoes, and they've got these beautiful cascading staircase, and they got his his stuff on the side. Can't say that word. And he is just paraphernalia. Yeah. He is just doing it big. And they're saying no one is talking about it. If this was anybody else, if this was a shooting or anything, they'll be blasting it. So they're saying they're not giving LeBron the props that he needs for opening up the school for the kids there.
Right. I feel him on that. I mean, shit, if he had slapped somebody, we all would know about that. You dig? I had to hear on Monsters Radio Live about the school. I'm just saying, let's keep it 100. If he would have slapped somebody, we all would have known about it. Am I lying? I'll wait. You know what? We ain't got that
so
much
true.
Time in the show. But, I feel you on that. I feel him on that. I really do.
So, I mean, this
okay.
is something that, you know, he's been wanting to do. He gave them $40 million to open up this school. $40 million.
Wow, that's a lot of bread.
$40 million.
That's a lot of bread. Yeah, that's a lot of bread. Okay, that's what's up. That's what's up.
That gets scholarships and everything. Yeah, $40 million.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Ooh.
So I got one to throw in here. Matter of fact, I'm going to try to play a little song here. Y'all heard this song right here. Because it fits. I'm just saying, it fits. It fits. It's a new song I've been playing. Let's see, where is it at? Right here. Here it goes. Check this one out. Right here. Check it out now. He in the news right now. This is Jacquez. Stop whining now. Stop whining. This is research. This is research. Now, you heard him say, fuck you at the red light. I don't know where the song came from, but apparently Jacquez is smiling right now because he got pulled over at a red light, or by some red light, I should say. And if you see the mugshot, he looks like he's having a great time. They're saying he's got even more of a grin on his face as he left the court or the jailhouse, whatever, whatnot. Apparently, some police pulled him over for not having on a seatbelt. I guess there's video of the thing going down. They said you can even see him smiling as they yank him out the car. His lawyer says unfortunate what had happened, but at least justice prevailed. Apparently, he got off because only one of the seven police officers in the incident showed up for court to prosecute against Jacquez. So he got let free, y'all. So if y'all think he ain't locked up no more, so you know what he trying to do. I'm just saying. We're going to go through it one more time. This bump, though, don't it? This bump, though. I ain't going to lie.
It do. It do.
Baby, when you're mine, I'm a wanted at night. And I'm so crazy. I might fuck you at the red light. And I'm so crazy. I might fuck you at the red light.
Stop winding. This is just research. This is just research.
You can't help but to wind them hips up, though, and be like, woo, let's get to that red light. Let's get to that red light because I'm going to get you at that red light. Yeah, hit that.
Woo. Oh, okay. So what else we got before we take our breather?
All right, French Montana hit in home invasion. So something really shady happened at French Montana's crib early this morning. According to TMZ, French and several other were hanging out at his Calabasas home, and two men broke in and attempted to gank some of the rapper's prized possessions. At this time, the cops aren't sure exactly what happened to his prized possessions or if anything were taken, because apparently they called later, and the crime happened at 9, 8 a.m. in the morning. They're saying something don't smell right. There were no reported injuries, and no one was taken to the hospital. Apparently this gated community is janky as hell. French just recently brought the home from Selena Gomez, and she had a stalker come to the house just days after she initially moved in. Sounds like this subdivision needs tight flight security of the world.
Okay. So wow.
They was like, that's
okay.
All right. That's all right, police officers. We got this. I bet Day Day and Chris ain't coming back over here no more. We don't even know where they went. They handled it on their own.
Right. Okay. So, all right, that's our who's bumping who and who's getting fat for right now. Do we got any more, or is that all of it?
It's just one more.
Just one more. All right, we're going to hold on to that one for a hot second.
Mm-hmm.
But for now, we're going to take our breather. And I'm just saying, you know where I'm trying to take my breather at, right?
At the red light.
Uh-huh. We are beyond research purposes. You can whine now. Yes,
okay.
You can whine.
Baby, all right.
Like it's bedtime, like it's power, I'm at peace. Got this nigga with it.
what you got in your cup. You looking like you want some. If you don't drink, that's no fun. You know where we come from. I could use some more love. Don't you give it up to no one.
Even though you ain't my only.
Baby, when you're mine, I'm a wanted at night.
And I'm so crazy.
I might fuck you at the red light.
And I'm so crazy.
I might fuck you at the red light. You into me. I'm full of brown as your Hennessy. Oh, girl, I'm loving your energy. I'm trying to see where you come from. I'm trying to make you the one. That pussy so good. And when I go in, I swear to God that I go numb, numb. I want you to get on top of me. Talk that lingo when you talk to me. Some minutes sick, but I'm feeling alright. Lie down, point and take it to 285. I got tents on my window so they won't see when you ride.
What you got in your cup? Looking like you want.
I'm just saying, they got sexy as a motherfucker around here, didn't it? I'm
yeah,
just
make
saying.
You know, this kind of song make you just want to do a lap dance, you know, in your chair. Just what you
mm-hmm.
like, come here, let me just, and you playing that song and you just going around the chair, then you want to grab the pole and go down the pole. I mean, that just make you want to just be nasty. Like, just come, just sit down, you know, grab the head and the ears. Oh, this is not Wet Wet Wednesday, my bad, y'all. But I'm just
saying. Right. That's what I'm saying, man. It's like a whole another show right now. And matter of fact, speaking of Wet Wet Wednesday, this is usually when she come in. It must really feel like a Wet Wet Wednesday. Jazzy B, Monstrous ATL in the building. What's good, mama? Hello.
What's happening? What's happening?
Hi, honey.
Hey, Miss Unbelievable.
How are you
there
today?
Y'all go. Oh,
I'm
gosh.
Good. How you doing?
Girl, I'm so good. Girl, that song just like, yeah, put me real good right now.
What's happening?
Shit, nothing much. Trying to stay monster shit in before this whole big old trip. Oh, my goodness, I'm not ready. I'm not ready, but I'm going to be ready. When it's time to be ready.
I'm mad because you're going without me,
goddamn it. Oh, huh. Yeah, sir, with the team, we're coming on the next one, though. On the next one, though. Because, ooh, I'm going to set some
Absolutely.
Stuff up when I'm over there.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so. All right, so what's popping with you on the Takeover Tuesday, Jazz?
Not shit, really. You know, I just had to call in because it is Takeover Tuesday. But I don't got shit going on right now. Actually, nothing.
Oh, okay. As a matter of fact, I keep forgetting to say your name right. The Ambassador. Oh, Lord. The Ambassador. Jazzy Bay.
The Ambassador.
So, okay, I think we got one more. Who's bumping who? Who's getting fat? So, what you got for us, Miss Unbelievable?
All right. Has this ever happened to anybody? Fabulous pressured to propose to Emily a week before her testimony in the abuse case. rapper Fabulous is going to go on trial in New Jersey for allegedly beating up his longtime girlfriend, Emily B. Prosecutors claim that Fab put hands on his girlfriend and knocked out two of her teeth, which he got fixed and got brand new ones, and you can see him, her little smile. And the prosecutors are going to need Emily B's testimony to put Fab behind bars. Good luck with that. Last night, Fab told fans that he's under pressure to marry Emily, and he suggests that he could propose to her any day now. And possibly unrelated news, Fab's legal team told prosecutors that they are no longer willing to accept a plea deal on the domestic violence case. Prosecutors told the courts they believe they had a deal with Fab's team, but that Fabulous backed out of the deal just a few weeks ago. Earlier this year, you know, Emily claimed that Fab beat her up, knocked her teeth out. The video leaked to TMZ, and the threats between her father and her. We talked about that on one of our episodes where he had a knife and his security had to hold him back. However, he's showing his love and his appreciation to Emily by taking him back. He brought her a new gift, a new butt. It appears that Emily recently underwent
wow.
butt augmentationally recently, and it's likely that her baby, Fab, paid the bill for her new butt. New teeth and a new butt.
I'm just going to be nice. It's too soon. It is what it is, but I'm just going to say, Mr. and Mrs. Fabulous, that's all I'm going to say, because if they did all this, they're making moves right now. I don't know if her making moves, his lawyer making moves, but somebody's making moves, and she's going to be winning. Because she's going to be a fabulous wife. But damn, teeth and booty. The comments are going to have a ball with that. That's all I'm going to say. It's too soon for me. I'm not that good with it. But, I mean, how y'all feel about it, though? I mean, damn. Is that the right move? Is that the example? I mean, is that the right move?
Hell no.
She gonna milk that cow till it's dry. She gonna get everything that her little self says, her self-esteem says, I need. So the next thing is probably some breasts, a nose lift, some Botox, fresh hair, a brand new ring. I mean, she's going to make herself very presentable to either walk away or stay. She stayed this long. She ain't going nowhere. She don't want Fabulous. She want to be Miss Fabulous all the way down. So if he can buy it, she's staying. Once he stop buying it, she ain't going to be there. She going to be fabulously gone. So what goes around definitely comes around.
That's why he said he under pressure right now. And he might be proposing the next couple of days. She's like, come on with it, player. I need it all. Get
it.
You finna put a ring on this finger.
And it's
got to
be a fabulous ring. Mm-hmm.
Right. You either finna put a ring on this finger or you going to be doing rings around the courtyard. I'll wait. You decide. Get me back in a couple of minutes.
Absolutely.
Emoji,
absolutely.
Emoji. It is. I'm just saying.
Either you put a ring
somebody
on this finger or your booty hole ring is going to look terrible.
Oh, my goodness.
Know.
Oh.
Dang.
Because they go on for years. They go on for years. And they love, and people in jail love them ones who hit on their women. Oh, you hit on women? Oh, okay. We going to hit on you. And he's definitely fabulously cute and can't fight.
niggas who abuse women and children, hey, they don't stand a chance in prison. For real.
That's going to be a whole different kind of mixtape.
And they
anyway.
Ready to throw him up underneath the bus since they messed up the plea deal. So you know they hot. Now we about to get him. So.
Okay, Fabulous. I'm going to try to save your booty over here. So check it out. Here's something. See, they're speaking of jail. I don't know if you guys heard about Venus and Serena Williams. They have a sister who was murdered a while back. Her name was, I believe it's Yatunda Price. The guy who actually killed her, he's being released from prison. He actually got a 15-year sentence, but he's being released from 12. He's got 3 years good behavior. Let's see. He was convicted of it because he killed her in a drive-by shooting that was in Compton. That's what got him to 15 years for voluntary manslaughter. That was in 2006. So, yeah, he's about to be released from prison on good behavior. So, wow, I didn't even know that. That's kind of deep. I forgot that they was from Compton.
I forgot it was that long ago.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, dang, it's time's up already. 12 years I'm past that by that fast. Because they was like
mm-hmm.
little with their little beads in their hair at that time. I was
mm-hmm.
like, man. He silently
yeah.
did them 12 years.
Yeah.
I was pregnant.
mm-hmm. Okay.
Dang. But I still can't believe, I don't know how I would feel about that. Like, me, I don't know, like, my aunt's stepson murdered her. And my family, every time he comes up for parole or anything, my family there like, nope, don't let that nigga out.
Right, right.
Y'all let him out. Ain't no telling what's going to happen.
Right, that was the next thing I was going to say. Yeah, about him getting out, you know what I mean? I mean, there could be repercussions coming. I mean,
I'm not trying to be like I will, but. I wouldn't know how to deal with that, me personally. Especially if it was
right.
somebody close to me, like my sister, my mom, or my brother. Oh, no, who's going to get out? Okay, let that nigga out if you want to. Bet his ass come up.
Right. Yeah.
So, all right.
I don't know. They could be over it, and you know, they could have healed and whatever. I don't know how to feel about that.
Right. Yeah. They don't have anything that really says anything on their reactions or anything.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it just has that for the article there. Yeah. So.
I don't know how I feel about that either.
Sorry, unbelievable. Go ahead. Sorry.
I said, I don't know how I feel about that either. You know, I'm a forgiving person, but man, that when it's family and that close, I don't know. I don't know how I would treat that person when they got out. I don't know.
Right.
I don't know if I can have forgiveness.
Yeah. Now, actually, there's a story. Actually, it was last week. I meant to promote it on the radio, and I had totally forgot about it. There's actually an incident where there was a guy who actually killed another young man. I believe it was like in a big fight, and one guy killed the other guy. And it actually, the guy who passed, his mom is embracing the young man or the man who killed her son. It's like this really big, it's this really big forgiving story that's going around here in the Twin Cities. They actually showed it at the Capri last week. I'm going to try to see if they got some more showings. I'm going to put it out here. And, you know, hopefully a lot of people can go check it out. I don't know if it's an actually independent film and thing like that, but I think it's a story for people to listen to. Especially people like us to say, I don't know how would I react toward that. We can actually sit down and listen to a story and see how somebody reacted in that situation. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean we would act the same way, but at least we can get some insight or see, you know what I mean, what that may be like. So, I'm really good with the people at the Capri, so maybe I can see if they're having it again and maybe we can get behind it, promoting it to help get it out there a little bit. But it's,
you know,
as a matter of fact, the guy is an artist
here
in the Twin Cities.
Okay, I actually heard the story. And I actually know both of the lady and the guy who's in the movie or who the story is about. And she tells it very interesting. You know, it was something that she kept saying she had to do for herself. You know, she's very spiritual and, you know, God helped her out with it. And it took him the longest to forgive himself and to, you know, accept her, that she actually forgave him and he couldn't deal with that. And so he's been on that journey of, you know, just feeling the embrace from her. And so they really tell the story of how they're so close and why and how it happened, and it's a really, really touching story. Like, really.
Right, right. Okay. So, all right, so check it out. Hey, we got another caller over here at Press 1. Let's check in with them right quick and see what they got going on. Maybe they got a comment on the topics we've been talking about. They was over here for a hot minute, so let's check them out right quick. They press 1, 774-627. Who we got on the line? Hello.
Hey, what's going on? It's your boy T. Goods, man, fresh out of Boston.
Okay. You say who?
P. Goods. What's happening?
I'm out here, man.
What's good?
I see what you guys are doing, man. I love the conversation. You know what I mean? I love what you're talking about. This is content that people don't really touch base on. It's important that we talk about things like this, man. I love it.
Right. Okay. So you want to chime in on some of the things we're talking about?
Yeah, man. I heard a story myself about an Amish family that did the same kind of thing where it's like, I believe a man went and just killed a whole family or killed their daughter and their whole family. And long story short, the entire Amish family embraced him and forgave him for what he did. And, I mean, I'm going to be honest with you, man. I was raised more on the G-code. And you know how it goes, man. It's like eye for an eye. So for somebody like me to hear a story like that, especially with this whole world being more of an eye for an eye kind of world, with social media being so much more involved, people just feel like, yo, that get back has to be right away because, you know, so many people are watching. I think it's good to mess people's minds up with that kind of thinking because it gives people an opportunity to realize, yo, there are still options out here. Like, you know, and this is tough because, you know, when somebody you're really close to or somebody you love is murdered, I mean, that's like the ultimate. If there's anything you need to motivate you to hurt somebody, that's it. And for somebody else to turn around and realize that, yo, beyond all that, the person who did that terrible thing probably needs a hug more than they need, you know, retaliation. Like, it takes a really strong-minded and a very spiritually in-tune person to like, disregard their own feelings and how overwhelming that situation can be and still provide, like, some sort of support or, you know, I don't know, forgiveness for somebody. Like, that's a tough thing, man. I'm scared to even be in a situation where I'm thinking in that mind frame, like, oh, should I forgive this individual? You know what I mean? Like, that's tough.
Right.
I'm doing great. You know, so I think that's amazing. I think that's amazing. I applaud anybody who does that because it is tough, man. It is tough to do that.
Right, yeah. Especially, and not have a relapse. You know what I mean? I mean, to the 100, you might be cool right here. Y'all might be sitting down and just hanging out for a minute. Somebody might slip and say something, or say something might come on the TV, and you just might get in your feelings. And
right,
still control
right.
that.
Ooh.
Not only to just control that, but on top of that, to be able to look in that person's face. Oh, my God. Like, oh, my God. Ah, that's crazy. Especially with, like, once again, the social media constantly on your back because it's like, it's almost like instigation. It's like, oh, you going to let that slide? How could you forgive that? Like, it makes it even harder to stick to that because they'll remind you of all the reasons you should not forgive them. And it's hard. Man, that's a I give a round of applause to anybody who can do that. Wow, that's powerful. That's powerful.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
And I think it's the anxiety part of it as well, you know, and the part is, ooh, will this happen again? Or if I let this slide, do I have to worry about this? And if I'm being this, or if I'm, you know, holding on to my feelings,
right.
If I don't, if I do, should I or shouldn't I? And then to look at yourself and be like, okay, can I forgive myself because I took somebody's life? Can I do it? You know, the anxiety that goes along with that as well. And then to just be like, oh, I pray that this won't happen again. But what if it happens again? Did you live? Did you learn? So it's just crazy, the whole aspect of someone taking someone else's life.
Yes, it is.
Listen, I just want to chime in about that about that almost in somebody's life. I can say I almost took my daddy life, you know, and knowing that I could actually go far, that hurt me more than anything.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Were you going through like some sort of like, I know my mother when she had me, she went through like a post I don't know what the word is correctly, but like
postpartum depression.
Postpartum depression.
Yeah. And I know that's tough. I know that's tough, man.
I wasn't even depressed. He tried to abuse me, and I just lost control. But even knowing it wasn't my fault, it still hurt me knowing that I almost took that nigga life.
Right. And you know what?
Uh-huh.
That just goes to show, like, you know, in some circumstances, I really do believe that, like, it's understandable, like, you know, there was that little, I forgot what the girl's name is. I hope they free her. I wish I remembered her name, but the young girl was being abused by her stepfather, I believe. And she got life in prison because she killed her abuser, you know. And I think that even that has to be considered because, like, what does it take for a person? You got to take into consideration, what does it take for a person to really get to a point where, you know, you being dead is the solution for them, like, because I think that level of abuse and mental breakdown, like, I think that needs to be taken into consideration too, because that person was killing you slowly for you to get to that point. They were killing you. You know what I mean? So it's tough, especially for the women. Like, you know, I wish they, you know, they need to set up something like where you could just beat up your baby father day or something like that. You know, you know what I mean? Where it's just all the baby mamas running around with gloves on, they just whooping ass all day long. Cause I think that would help. Cause y'all take a lot of. I think females take a lot of, like, you know they say men are from Mars, women from Venus. It's tough because, like, that level of communication that it requires for a male and a female to be able to, like, properly or peacefully, you know, get along in the same house or even in the same, you know, in the same relationship to just take care of a child. I think people, they overlook that. Like, it's a lot. There's a lot to that.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
On both sides, because I've seen women, rest in peace, I have people who I went to school with, like, One of my high school classmates killed himself over his baby mama, telling him he can't see his kid. You know, it goes both ways. It's just like, I think now more than ever, especially with social media, I think that it's good that we're taking such a strong look on mental health, because all of these things come into the mental health. You know, I think it all fits into the mental health issues.
It do.
Yeah.
You're right.
Absolutely. And it's breaking down the stigma that mental health is in all races instead of just one. And it's okay to go see a counselor, and it's okay to be on meds until you even out, because we don't know what the hidden scars are. And to get past those scars or to heal from those scars is what we need to learn how to do.
Absolutely.
Right.
And you know what? I'll be honest with you. I've been dealing with some health issues. And it's come to make me realize how important it is to take care of yourself health wise, like even with what you consume, because like some of these foods have chemicals in them, and people don't know, like, that's how your body works. Every chemical, anything you put in your body is gas and fuel for your body. So if you're putting the wrong things in your body, like, just think about the day after a drunken night or a day after eating all the wrong foods, how you feel in the morning. And imagine that plus the mental health issues. You know, like, you're kind of setting yourself back. So it's important to feed your body the right things so your mind can think clearly enough to get through those kind of things as well. Because and the reason I mention that is because, yes, it is important to take – it's okay to take medication, but also look into – the more holistic ways to go about it, because like you said, you know, black people go through, like, it's not just one race that goes through it. A lot of races go through it, and we as black people, we sometimes overlook even our diet and how our diet can affect how we behave. Our diet affects that, you know, and I think that it's important, like, yes, it's important to know what medications you can take, but it's also just as important to know your body and what foods and the natural things you can put in your body and how that can help bring your boost your spirits up and boost your mental health up as well.
Right.
You're right. You're absolutely right. I got a, actually got a book called Eat Right for Your Blood Type.
Yes.
Okay.
And it breaks down, all the stuff that you should and shouldn't take based on your blood.
Right.
It's
so important.
It's actually
so
a good book. I would recommend everybody to get that book.
Actually, and Dr.
So,
Sebi, you ever heard of Dr. Sebi?
Yeah,
hold
I
up.
Love him.
Yeah, Sebi, man,
fact,
that's...
Hold on. We'll have to continue this another night. Matter of fact, we can plan a night and talk about some real health and all this type of stuff if you guys want. It'd be a great comic cafe because, you know, that's the whole community, politics, and all that other stuff. But we are at the end of the show. But I do want to play one of your songs, P. Good. This is Takeover Tuesday. I'm pushing you to take over. Tell the people how they can get a hold of you. And then I'm going to get into one of your tracks here because, you know, around here we... Yeah, we keep good fans around here.
Oh, I appreciate it. Listen, I come to Atlanta, and that Southern hospitality they talk about is so real. And I just want to tell y'all, like, I love what y'all are doing over here, man. Don't Sleep, one of the hottest shows on Blog Talk Radio. Big, big, big shout out to the whole crew. I am P. Good. That's I am P. Good on all social media. You can check out all my work, my merchandise, everything on impgoods.com. And you can check me out Thursday night. I will be at the Music Room, and that's on Edgewood Ave. I'll be performing at the Music Room for the Elevator 2 event. And this record right here, I think you're going to play What If. Is that the record you're going to play, brother?
Yep, you already know.
Let me ask y'all one question, though. What if we had Beat Your Baby Father's Day up? Let's do that. Let's push for that. Beat your baby father up, because you know what? I think the baby mothers out here do need a moment for themselves. Real talk.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Hey, I think honestly, for real, I think we should connect on the back burner, and yeah, I think that's something we can do. But yeah,
let's
check it out, y'all. This is P. Good. Nick, oh, you gotta tell them how to get all your. Did you already say your social media?
I'll say it one more time for y'all. I am P. Good. And impgoods.com. impgoods on all social media.
There it is. So, all right, check it out. This is his track. It's called What If. You're going to enjoy this, Monsters Radio Live. Don't forget to tune in tomorrow for Wet Wet Wednesday, where it's not all slow, but it's definitely sexy. And if you miss any of this information, don't forget the show is available 24/7, 365. You just got to go back and check out the archives. So check it out. This is What If on Monsters Radio Live.
What if hip-hop never existed? Do you think there'd be as many people screaming now, stop snitching? What if Adam and Eve ain't eat the fruit? You think we'd be able to see the truth? Or what if Albert Einstein didn't think of the nuke? Or Smith & Wesson didn't teach us to shoot? Do you think there'd be as many plays made if there was no Bruce? Matter of fact, what if white men hung off a noose? Would it still be cool to say nigga? Or maybe we would make six figures. Or would we wanna be crackers? And all the whites would be rappers. What if Martin Luther King survived? You think FEMA's response to Katrina would've caused him to drop and die? I wonder what if and see what is. Stand back from the picture and ask yourself why? What if life wasn't all that you thought?
What if?
What if everything you knew was gone?
What if?
What if we switched the rights and wrongs? You think it changed the route to the road we on?
I don't know.
What if life wasn't all that you thought?
What if?
What if everything you knew was gone?
What if?
What if we switched the rights or wrong? You think it changed your route to the road we on?
Hold on.
If Mitt Romney won the election instead of Obama, you think crimes would still be blamed on the press? Be honest. You think those cops would be gone as if that officer ain't choose to lay hands on Eric Garner? What if my Uncle Az was raised in the burbs? You think I would've stayed home instead of play on the curb? If Christopher never got murked. How much money would Sean Carter be worth? What if Tupac never got hit with the flame? Would the game still have changed, filled with these lames? What if Trayvon Martin walked down another street? What if them shots Malcolm sent never hit Zeke? Pipe down, what if them bullets missed Mike Brown? Or them Boston bombers didn't hit my town? The powers that be will raise an eyebrow, say la vie, but living to make you cry out. Yeah, what if? What if life wasn't all that you thought?
What if?
What if everything you knew was gone?
What if?
What if we switched the rights and wrongs? You think you changed the route to the road we on?
I don't know.
What if life wasn't all that you thought?
What if?
What if everything you knew was gone?
What if?
What if we switched the rights and wrongs? You think you changed the route to the road we on?
If Malcolm X
survived all them shots that hit him, you think he stopped fighting for black equality and start killing? What if the government told the truth instead of abortion? The cigarettes and other evil kingdoms didn't endorse them. If Bill Gates was another abortion, you think artists would make more than this minuscule portion? What if them 9/11 flights they leave from Boston and Bart didn't take Oscar Grant from his daughter? What if French couldn't speak from that shot to the dome? Who you think would be on hooks if Max B was home? What if there was no such place as McDonald's or BK? You think more dudes would look like Arnold? If Mike Jackson never joined the Five, you think he'd still be misunderstood or hurt in his side? What if Big L got clapped but he survived? Or 50 Cent got shot 9 times and then he died? What if Black didn't get locked on the rack? Matter of fact, what if Jordan was born with no leg? What if Satan and God ain't had beef? You think maybe this earth would be at peace? At least try to see what it could have been. It hurts sometimes seeing what it should have been. But we write our own stories, time is money, and it's costing me because every second alters the future. Live cautiously. What if life wasn't all that you thought?
What if?
What if everything you knew was gone?
What if?
What if we switched the rights and wrongs? You think you changed the route to the road we on?
I don't know.
What if life wasn't all that you thought?
What if?
What if everything you knew was gone?
What if?
What if we switched the rights and wrongs? You think you changed the route to the road we on?
I don't know.
So y'all heard his social media. Go look up P. Good. Matter of fact, Google him if you got to.